Here's another consequence of drought, range fires, and blizzards. There is a shortage of hay. Ranchers in some parts of the South and Midwest are paying 2 to 3 times the normal price for feed. They're facing some hard decisions about how to care for their herds. Frank Morris reports from member station KCUR.
After Texas, Missouri is the second largest beef-producing state. And lately, most of the operations look quite a bit like Bob Bricker's, where black cows, calves, and bulls dot white, ice-plastered hills. Some of Bricker's 55 head of cattle slip and crowd around as this strong, mild-mannered 62-year-old, dressed in filthy tan coveralls, shrugs off heavy freezing rain to feed his hungry animals sagging round bales of substandard hay.
That's all I could get. That's all the kind of hay I could get. This time of the year, and as short as hay is, you can just take what you get.
Like most ranchers, Bricker normally grows his own hay, but drought fried most of the crop here. In Oklahoma, a lot of it went up in flames. The resulting shortage has left ranchers like Bricker with a simple choice. Pay more, much more, to feed their cattle, or feed fewer of them.
I started selling off old cows, well, about this time last year, and then I've just kept culling down all year long.
Though cattle prices are down, Bricker sold off half his herd, which he figures will cost him about $30,000 a year in lost revenue and set back his plan to retire from his weekday job as an electrician. The shortage has hit harder elsewhere. A rancher in Oklahoma, complaining of high hay prices, simply let his animals go hungry. Half of them died before law enforcement could intervene. Grant County Sheriff Roland Hula says an autopsy on one of the horses hints at the animal's desperation.
Sticks and stones were found in the stomach of the animal. The vet declared that it was out-and-out starvation.
While the shortage has been tough on animals and producers, for some folks it's been good for business.
Well, my name's Lamont Yoder, and I haul hay, and I've never seen a year like this ever.
And Yoder's worked as an independent trucker for decades, supplying his neighbors in the Missouri Ozarks. Used to be that 50 miles was a long way for Yoder to drive mid-grade hay. Now he's bringing it in from hundreds of miles away when he can find it. He says profiteers are now exploiting the situation.
3 years ago, I couldn't give a bale of hay away in this part of the country. But this year, there's a lot of people that have decided that they can make a little extra money by, or in some cases, a lot of extra money, just driving around and buying up hay and reselling it.
Blizzards across the high plains have sealed grazing land in ice and snow, forcing cattlemen to dip further into hay reserves. Normally, when hay's short, ranchers feed corn. But demand for ethanol has pushed corn prices to 10-year highs, making hay or forage even more valuable. Kansas State University professor Terry Kasten says the next big thing, ethanol made from grass, is going to drive hay higher still.
In the long run, raising forage is very optimistic price-wise, just as raising grain is.
Still, most ranchers, Bob Bricker included, intend to weather this hay shortage just as they would a flood or blizzard.
We get some good rains this spring, why, we could be back in business, except for the replacement of your cattle.
Bricker says it'll take a solid 4 years to rebuild his herd. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.